Zark the Elgin Mishnah Vaitam Sechtes Arle Peri Beis Mishnah Tes. Sar Shal Chulin. Here too we have a dough of Chulin, Shanafel Tachis, that fell into a dough of Chulin. But in this case, unlike in the previous Mishnah where we said the first dough had a power to make it Chametz, here the Chimtza, it actually did make it Chametz. The Achakachin afterwards, only after the dough actually became Chametz from the Chulin dough, only then Nafel Sar Shal Trimah, that a Sar Shal Trimah fall into it. Oy Sar Shal Klei Akerem. Or yeast of Klei Akerem. And V'yesh Boi Kedei L'chametz. They too would have had the Kayach to make this dough Chametz, even on their own. So even though the Sar of Isser didn't create the Chametz here, actually it was already Chametz, but it did help a little bit. Made it stronger, made it more, made it ferment more. Also, therefore, you can't eat the dough. But in this case, Rav Shimon Mat here. Rav Shimon would not be matir in the first Mishnah, in Mishnah Ches, because there the social truma fell in before it actually became Chametz. So it's going to become Chametz much quicker now, that there's another Sar that fell in before it had a chance to become Chametz from the first Sar. But in this second Mishnah, in Mishnah Tes, where it actually became Chametz ready from the Chulin Sar, now that the truma Sar falls in, Rav Shimon holds it's not making it any better, it's only going to make it worse. Two sourdoughs before it becomes Chametz will make it better. In other words, one sar goes into the yeast, and it did not become chametz yet, and another sar goes in, that second sar is going to make it better. But if the second sar came in after it became chametz, if anything is going to, it's going to give a bad taste to it. And that's called a noisen tam lipgam. Something that comes to give a bad odor, a foul odor, doesn't make something usser. What about the rabbanon? How come the rabbanon say it's usser? So the Rabbanan Seh explains about Tanura, Enachanami, generally speaking, a noisen tam lipgam is mutter. But here it's different. Because although it's going to be very sharp and may have a foul odor, but when a sa'ar goes bad and gets very, very sour, you don't throw it in the garbage. You actually use it as yeast for other doughs. So stamazev, what falls in makes it worse, doesn't answer it. It's a noisen tam lipgam. But not in the case of sourdough. Because even if it makes it worse, with sourdough, worse is better, because a real sharp sourdough works very well when you put it into different doughs to cause them to become chametz. That's the reason that the Rabbanan say that if the social truma, social klei akerem, fell in even after the social chulin turned the yeast into chametz, it's still going to aser it.